明代小说家吴承恩一生中呢，官场失意，生活困顿，于是呢，以志怪小说表达内心的愤懑与不满。他怎能料想呢，自己撰写的这部传奇小说不仅被后世奉为典籍，而且还被各国大胆翻拍和改造。据央视网报道呢，美国电视台 AMC 目前宣布呢，将把中国名著《西游记》改编成一部功夫电视剧。该剧讲述一位战士和一个小男孩冒险寻找极乐世界的故事，剧名呢暂定为 Badlands， 共六集，每集一小时，将于2015年末或者2016年初开播。 According to CNTV.com, US television network AMC has announced it is adapting the famous classic Chinese tale Journey to the West into a martial arts series. The plot of the story evolves around a warrior and a young boy who embark on an adventure to find enlightenment.
Wow, great. This is the story of Sun Wukong, isn't it? The Monkey King.
Yeah.
And how fantastic that this is being adapted again. There have been many adaptations of this, of course. There were the famous the movie that came out a couple of years ago. There was a new 3D movie version.
Mm-hmm.
But AMC, particularly famous at the moment for The Walking Dead. So hopefully the production values, the production qualities, when they do monsters and so on. I mean, AMC, they've had a lot of practice with the zombies on The Walking Dead. Haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. And also, I remember in Japan and South Korea have the similar, including cartoon and movies based on the story of Journey to the West.
It's interesting you should mention Japan, because the version that I grew up with, because the story is well known to kids in the UK,
mm-hmm.
through a TV show called Monkey. Now, this is still shown today, and it's been shown for decades by the BBC. It's the story of Sun Wukong, but it's a 1970s Japanese version. And the great thing about it is the dubbing, because it was dubbed into English, but it's dubbed in a very funny way. So the dialogue is hilarious to listen to. And but I'm kind of feel that it's a pity that, you know, British kids are brought up with the Japanese version of a Chinese classic. It shouldn't be that way, really.
Yeah, I think so. And also in South Korea, I remember there was a movie in 2011, probably, kind of similar story like The Journey to the West. And they adapted the story in another way. But in the end, the Monkey King died at the end of the movie. So, yeah, that's really a bad result.
I can't believe you've given the end of the movie away. However, yes, Journey to the West, of course, for those that don't know, it's a classic Chinese novel published in the 16th century during the Ming Dynasty. It's attributed to Wu Cheng'en, and it's one of the four great classical novels of Chinese literature. In English-speaking countries, the work is widely known as The Monkey King. And it's about a pilgrimage of the Tang Dynasty Buddhist monk Xuanzang, who travelled to the western regions in search of the Buddhist scriptures. It was India, that's where he was heading. That was known as the western regions all those centuries ago. And he had to go and retrieve the sacred texts and so forth. I think it's a fantastic story. Certainly one of my favourite stories. I mean, the other thing that I can remember about seeing the Japanese version of The Monkey King, which is simply called Monkey for the English audience, in Britain, is that the monk was played by a girl.
Yeah,
and this
exactly.
made it incredibly confusing, you know, to be something that you were watching growing up with it, not really knowing about this and learning about these Chinese classics where the priest was clearly a woman. And it's kind of weird.
And I'm thinking about whether our listeners will be interested in that kind of adaption, you know.
It's a good question.
你是否对改编的《西游记》会感兴趣呢？通过微信跟我们分享你的看法。可以在微信中找到我们 C, China Drive 双语中国秀，或者在微信中搜索 C Driver, C-D-R-I-V-E-R. You're welcome to talk to us on WeChat.